Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Super aggressive at the deadline. But we've talked about Farhan Zaidi maybe not being as aggressive. And if he does make a move, it'll probably be a smaller tweak. How would you guys react, or what do you think the reaction would be, I guess? Let's say the Padres take this huge swing to add a big name or two while the Giants pretty much stand pat at the deadline, and the Padres end up passing San Francisco in the standing. So San Francisco finishes third, maybe they still make the playoffs, but while they sat idle, the rest of their division took some big swings at the deadline.
Let me just say this, if I may, real quickly.
I'm sorry, Steiny.
I was listening last week to, and I may have mentioned this to you, Kyle, Greg Amsinger on MLB Tonight. And he was saying, you know what? He said, if the Giants are not sellers at the deadline, they will regret it. He said, it's going to be the Dodgers or the Padres. This is going nowhere for the Giants. They have to stick to the plan, and they're going to have to be sellers at the deadline. So there is that way to look at it. I think that's ludicrous. I think that's clearly the opinion of someone who hasn't been watching what's going on. It is possible, though, if Farhan looks at, you know, what he has at the farm system levels, and he decides he doesn't want to part with it. I read this today. Some executive, NL executive, said even prices on fill-in number five starters right now are ridiculous. So I do think that's it's a possibility, Kyle, and I think if it comes to that, Giants fans are going to have a real hard time. The Dodgers will be in. The Padres will be in. We'll see about the Giants. It's going to be really expensive. So Farhan's got a very tough decision to make when it comes to parting with some of the young prospects that the Giants are so fond of.
Padres are of no interest to me if I'm the Giants. I mean, you're already five up on them. If they're going to go do something, they're going to go do something, if you know what I mean. And to me, I think the Giants are going to be very conservative. Or they'll maybe make a move around the fringes. But I can't imagine them doing something big. Because they're essentially in the playoffs right now. They know it. All right? Barring a collapse, they're going to be in the playoffs. So now it's a question of wild card or division winner, and homer away. And I get that. But if the Padres make a move and they overtake the Giants so that the one-game playoff is in San Diego, okay. Then they made a big, big move to get a home playoff game in the wild card. All right. Congratulations. You know, we still can go down there and beat you with our best pitcher. So
if I could get someone, a pitcher like Barrios, under club control for a while, and I had to give up like Bart and Hunter Bishop and maybe another like my 15th ranked prospect, and maybe I throw in Estrada or something like that. But I got a pitcher who I knew I was going to have for not just this year, but into next year. I think I would do that in a heartbeat, Steiny.
I don't think I would. I really don't. Especially not Estrada, because he looks like the heir apparent to Crawford. Yes, Kyle.
I want to take.
What was yah? What was that? You don't like Estrada?
Estrada is your. Luciano is the next shortstop. Estrada is the heir apparent to Crawford. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was thinking of Eric Estrada. That's my bad.
Oh boy.
Yes, Kyle.
I want to turn this around though. Maybe I agree with you, Whitey, that the idea that the Giants should go be sellers at the deadline because everything's going to collapse and the Padres and Dodgers are way better. We're 90 games in. I'm past that stage of waiting for the other shoe to drop. But that said, if a team calls you, I'm going to pick the Mariners because Jared Kelenic and Julio Rodriguez for them are two of the five best prospects in baseball. If the Mariners call and say, hey, you can have these two guys and some other stuff, we want Kevin Gausman to bolster our rotation, are you doing it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing that.
Really?
Because at that point, you're effectively becoming sellers at the deadline.
Yep. I would do that, believe it or not.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I would. You know what, though? And I think we're finding this out about me. I'm more of a future guy than a right now guy because I feel the same way about the Warriors. I'm not all in on – I think if the Warriors – let's say they make a move for Bradley Beal and they give up the picks and Wiggins – and maybe Wiseman, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something they're going to regret down the line. I really do.
Hmm.
And just the idea of the Giants are having such a good year. You're still, you know, even if you make that trade and you lose Gausman, you're still making the playoffs. You're still going to make the playoffs. So it's really not. It probably won't harm you that much. You got to fill in for Gausman when he starts with another pitcher, obviously. But they're not going to collapse to the point where they're not making the playoffs. So you could theoretically trade Gausman, and you're still making the playoffs this year. So
yeah, but you're not going to get anywhere without Gausman.
You don't know that.
Consider it. Well, I mean, I think Gausman and Crawford and Posey, if you're without any of those three for an extended period, you're probably not getting very far. That's just the way I see it. I would consider it if, you know, they have a pretty good idea whether they're going to be able to re-sign Gausman, right? Don't you think on some level they must have some idea?
I wonder.
They must know that, hey, we got a shot, or maybe they have no idea. So if there were, for whatever reason, if the Giants felt like he's probably not going to be back, we don't want to pay him what he's going to get elsewhere or whatever, then I would consider it. But then, I mean, Kyle, if you do that, I mean, how do you explain something like that to your fan base? Seriously, with as magical as this year has been, we're trading Gausman because you know what? These guys are going to be great down the road. Doesn't that really, really, really do damage to your relationship with your fan base at this point in the middle of this amazing season?
Well, Whitey, I'm going to come clean here and acknowledge I'm not an expert on the Mariners farm system and these players. Mm-hmm. But how many years are we talking about? And I assume we're talking about two guys who are going to be starting players in 2 years.
I'm not an expert, but I do have a strong opinion.
Kelenic has been up. Yeah, Kelenic's already been up. So, I mean, Kelenic is pretty close to being ready, if not already ready.
I'd probably do it then.
Hmm. Wow. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
How could you pull? We've been spending so much time talking about
you're
what an amazing
the plug
year
on
this
any.
Is. You Kelenic. Already trade Gausman for two prospects? Huh.
Again, it depends on the prospects. Like, I don't know what these guys are considering. And you might be like, well, that's the point. Nobody knows about a prospect or a player that's just starting out. But guys have reputations. So, and here's the other thing. If those two guys are Farhan guys, like, if you're in the minor league farm system of the Seattle Mariners or you're Kelenic who's just come up and been up, he knows he's already got – he either likes you or he doesn't, right? I'm talking about Farhan.
Sure.
So
right.
I guess what I'm saying is I think if they were Farhan guys and he was, like, really high on them, I think he would do it.
Wow.
If they,
Kyle, would
don't
you do that? No, I can't imagine you could do that right now. I understand the reasoning, but that would be a tough thing to do. Would you do it, Kyle?
Also,
the only way that happens is if they lose, there's 8 days till the deadline. I don't think they could lose enough ground between now and then to justify, even with more games coming up against the Dodgers. And you're effectively at that point pulling a plug on this season. And the message that that sends to your fans and to your clubhouse, I don't know how you swing
97.
It.
97. I think it was 97, the Giants pulled off a trade with the White Sox where they got Danny Darwin and Roberto Hernandez, and it was called the White Flag Trade because it was like the White Sox at the deadline going, all right, never mind, and they were, I don't know, two games out of a playoff spot or whatever. That would be the Giants' version of waving the white flag, Steiny. You'd be waving the white flag on this year.
I'm not sure it would. I'm not sure it would because two things. One is, You're trading a guy that you may not even have next year for two guys who may be starters for 10 years. And then secondly, what if Farr, and I'm telling you, this is what I think of him sometimes. I think he almost knows how to anticipate upswings and downswings in guys' careers and even in I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, you know what? Gosman's going to go 6-5 with a 3.5 ERA in the second half. I know you think that's crazy, but there are already some signs that Gosman may be he's not going to be the pitcher in the second half that he is in the first half. You know what? Let me think about it a little more. Come to think of it, but
you can't wave the white flag on this season by trading Gosman.
If you can somehow make it seem like you're not, I'm just telling you, like,
all right,
Farhan, if these two guys are Farhan guys, I think he would maybe make a move like that. All right, we can talk about it on the other side at 888-957-9570. We're making decisions for the Giants. Let's make a few decisions for the Golden State Warriors on the other side. We got an NBA draft in 1 week. 1 week. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? You want them to put all their eggs in a championship basket next season? Or do you want them to take a measured and perhaps a slower approach? That's what we're talking about next on 95.7 The Game.
How about that? Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
The new Odyssey exclusive stations are curated for sports listeners like you. Find your new summer soundtrack. There are hundreds of new stations for summer barbecues, road trips, working out, or relaxing poolside. You'll find a huge variety of music stations like Arena Rock. Arena Rock is the rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, mesmerizing light shows, fog machines, and lighters held high in the air. You'll find your favorite artists on Odyssey, too, on the all-new Artist Radio stations. Check out the new Odyssey-exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico. There you have it. What was that, Wilt Chamberlain you showed me a picture of in a San Diego uniform, Whitey? Gleason in for Dan Dibley and Daryl Guru Johnson, by the way.
Thank you, Steiny. Great to be with you today. I have some ABA memorabilia in my hall of collections here. Yeah, it's a Wilt Chamberlain in a San Diego Conquistadors jersey holding an ABA ball. It's signed, but it's a replica signature, unfortunately. It's not actually Wilt's signature. But he left the Lakers to go to the ABA, and then there was a court battle, so he never actually ended up playing for the San Diego Conquistadors, but he did coach them 1 year, and by all accounts, he was one of the worst coaches in the history of the NBA, but he did make history by becoming the first guy to coach a professional basketball game in sandals.
That's not true. That probably is true. I was going to say, they used to play a lot of exhibition games in Hawaii, and but
I think
they don't
Wilt
go back to
first,
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I believe that's absolutely true. Yeah,
you believe it's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we were talking about coaches and managers, and you could put Steve Kerr or Phil Jackson. They could have coached that Conquistadors team, and probably I'm saying they would have won two or three more games. That's it. That's it.
Huh. See, yeah. I think a basketball coach, and maybe because I've, you know, dabbled at the youth level, which I know is nothing like what we're talking about. I get that. That's a pet peeve of mine. You know, somebody, you're talking about pro sports, and someone's, well, you know, I played in junior high. And so I don't mean to go there, but maybe it's because I have a coach. I think a basketball coach maybe has more of an impact on what happens during the game than certainly a baseball manager. And, boy, football coaches, I don't know, the head coach doesn't do that much, but the coordinators have a lot to do with what happens right. in a game, right? The offensive, defensive coordinators.
Yeah, no, they do. I almost feel like coaching football might be the easiest of the three because it feels like you're just more of a delegator of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like you're
you mean
like
the head basically, coach, yeah.
It's, yeah, to me, the head coach is in charge of all the coaches who are in charge of coaching the team,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, Steve Kerr and his staff are coaching the Warriors. You know what I mean? Because there's only four assistant coaches. It feels like being an NFL head coach is a lot of almost busy work or meetings and stuff like that with coaches as opposed to players.
Let me ask you this, Stein. I know we're going to talk about the Warriors, but you know, you've seen the previews for this movie Jungle Cruise coming out.
Is that with The Rock?
Yeah. So let's say you were on one of these jungle cruises through the Amazon or wherever it is, and it's really okay. perilous and dangerous. And the captain, you get to pick the captain, and it's got to be a Bay Area coach or manager. And it's got to be somebody who's smart, who's tough, who's flexible, great leadership skills. Because if they're not, if you pick the wrong choice, you die, right? Your boat capsizes or goes over the waterfall or the, I don't know, the anacondas eat you, whatever.
Sure.
So which Bay Area coach or manager do you feel like, that's my captain, that's the one who I know gives me the best chance to make it to safe port so I can get out and then go get a corn dog in Fantasyland or whatever?
Boy, that's a great question.
Actually, I think it's a very obvious question. I think it's got to be Gabe Kapler.
Really?
Just because his physical fitness is so incredible that he probably has a little, what's his name, Steve Corwin in him? He probably can wrestle alligators.
Steve Irwin. Yeah.
Not his fault.
R.I.P. Come on.
Not his fault. It's his environment.
Yeah, you got
Crikey.
Stingray.
Yeah, three.
Stingray got him.
Yeah. Yes, we know that. I think the problem with Gabe Kapler, he'd be on the phone. He'd be like, I can't talk to Farhan. I don't know what to do. Hang on. Hello? Yeah, I'm getting bad reception. I don't know what to do, guys. Hang on. We'll figure it out. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here. Farhan, we're at the... Yeah, we're going to go... Hello. So, no, Bob Melvin is my guy. Give me the great, underrated Bob Melvin.
Problem with Bob Melvin is the cruise or the boat isn't going to run itself. And you know what? More I think about it, I think I'd want John Gruden. I'd want John Gruden because he would...
Yeah.
Oh.
Early 2000s, John Gruden. There you go.
Close enough. I mean,
finish
we'll
the bit.
Allow
I'm
it.
Sorry for stepping
we'll,
on it. Go ahead.
We'll allow it. We'll allow it. Yeah.
Kyle, you. Were
why do you want John Gruden?
You know, just because he fit in the jungle and he's smash and he's gritty and.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a stupid question if you guys are going to make. So he asks a question like that and I get made fun of because I'm trying
I'm not
to answer
say anything
earnest.
Further because I'll be in a meeting.
I need
has anybody seen my friend Antonio Brown?
Whitey, everybody knows you don't get a corn dog in Fantasyland. You get that in front of Tomorrowland, just to the right of Main Street. Very obvious, big red cart. You can't miss it.
Oh man!
Anyways, what I mean, you got to be better than that. What I'm going with Kyle Shanahan because no Bay Area coach, and I think you could say this for Bob Melvin a little bit, but Kyle Shanahan, especially as an offensive coach, does more with less or has been able to do more with less than anybody else. So I feel like if you had to stop for the night and you had to go camping and you're like, hey, Shanny, we got this pair of pants and a paperclip, and he'd be like, great, I can build a whole shelter out of this. Stand by.
Yeah,
I think he can.
You.
I think
changing.
So. That's
changing
why I'm.
My answer.
He's on the cutting edge of jungle cruise living.
I just, you know, I have a soft spot for Bob Melvin. I tried to force him in there. He would be a good choice. But Kyle Shanahan is the right choice. Steiny, back to you.
Okay, because I'm not continuing anymore. So this is a segue time. Hey, White, let me ask
you're doing a great job.
What are you doing if you're the Warriors? You have 7-14. You're sitting with James Wiseman. You have the mid-level exception. You might be able to get a veteran in here with a veteran exception. It's considered a pretty deep draft. You got Clay coming back from injury. You got Wiggins. You got Draymond. You got Curry. Still got Looney. Jordan Poole emerged. What are you doing?
Well, here's what I'm doing, Steiny. You tell me if this makes sense. And I know there's been a lot of talk. You mentioned rumors and rumblings about the Pacers now. I don't know. This trade stuff is driving me crazy because I just saw a story that said, the headline said, Dame Lillard will not be traded. Six teams are suitors. It's like, what? How? Wait a minute. If he's not going to be traded, then how are there any suitors? So it's hard to decipher and unravel exactly what's going on. But I'm going Wiggins and the seventh pick for Miles Turner and TJ Warren. And then with my 14th pick, I'm taking Chris Duarte, who is a guy I can plug in and play next year. He's not going to be a superstar, but he's a 3-and-D guy who I think, given his, he's like 53 or something, he's a little old for a guy that you're drafting. I think I can start playing him and relying on him next year. So that right now is what I'm doing. There's your answer. What do you think?
Wiseman and the seven?
No, Wiggins.
For Miles Turner?
Wiggins in the seven. I don't think I could get Turner and Warren for Wiseman in the seven. I don't think the salaries would match, would they?
Why? Okay. No, I got you. Why would the Pacers do that?
If there's somebody at seven that they really like, if they like Wiggins, I think Miles Turner, what, he's going to be there a couple more years. You know, this happens with teams like the Pacers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's why they traded Josh Bell, right? It's like, well, we have him for a while, but he's going to leave eventually, so maybe we should trade him now and get something for him. So you're right. I see that from the Pacers' side. It's like, I may have to sweeten the pot a little bit, but I think there's something there, and I think I would end up, if I did that or something along those lines, I think, boom, my roster is improved.
I wonder, and I wonder what TJ Warren's got. He's an interesting player who's obviously hurt all last year, most of last year, scored in a bubble like nobody's business.
That's another reason why the Pacers might do it, right? Because we got to get out from under TJ Warren. He's unreliable, and he gets hurt a lot.
Miles Turner, can you play him with Draymond Green?
Boy, that's a great question.
Yes, you can. Anyway. I mean, you can, if you can play Looney with Draymond Green, why couldn't you play Miles Turner with Draymond Green? Huh? Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Boy.
I mean, how often do Looney and Draymond play together?
No, I don't have the minutes in front of me.
You got to Google it.
I just...
Don't they start together?
They do start, but I mean, I get Steiny's.
Well,
yeah.
Wiseman started half the year. Looney comes off the floor immediately, or, you know, 6 minutes in.
Well, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm assuming this is a good draft, and I'm assuming that I have complete confidence in my basketball people. If that's the case, I'm drafting 7, and I'm drafting 14, and I'm trying to sign a player for the mid-level exception with experience that will be part of my top 7 rotation. And see, that to me is where the Warriors have a problem, is if you have Curry, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, Wiseman / Looney. Well, who? You can't just acquire a starter and not give up one of your starters, if you know what I mean. So that ain't happening. So what you're going to do is you're going to end up getting what I want is you get some veterans in here that push the bench players down, like Jordan Poole. I get he was, you know, he came on, he emerged. I don't want him to be my sixth man next year. I want it to be somebody that I got who is proven.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting tight with this team. And the reason I'm sitting tight is I would not make a move until I knew more about Klay Thompson. I mean, that's because to me, he is the biggest piece. If he's 90% of what he is, I think this team might have action, or it's possible they have action. If he's not, well, they ain't winning a title next year no matter what they do now. So I want to see Klay Thompson play 40 games. And at that point, I'm going to make a decision on whether I'm going to try to make a big move for a big player. And there'll be players available. There always are at the deadline, mm-hmm. as there are in free agency. But, I mean, what scares me the most is you trade Wiggins, Wiseman, both picks for a player. That player comes in here and you realize, you know what? Klay's not himself. He's now somebody may view that as, well, great, you got insurance for Klay. No, that's not the way I envision it. There's no such thing as insurance for Klay. You have to have a replica of the original Klay to even think about a title.
Yeah,
that's what I think. If you lose Klay and bring another player in here, you're not going to be as good.
I welcome the chance to discuss this with you because I was doing weekends a couple weeks ago and someone texted, I don't know who it was, but they said, I can't wait for the draft because I know I'm going to disagree with whoever Whitey says the Warriors should take, and I know I also will disagree with Steiny. I kid you not. That was an actual text we got. So I feel like, all right, if you're gonna group me with Steiny, I'm okay with that. But given your experience covering the team and your contacts, what, if anything, should we make of this report, Steiny? It was in the Ringer, quote, league sources say the Warriors are highly active in trade talks involving the seventh selection. Now, that makes sense. Do you think we can take that at face value? Doesn't mean they'll get something done, but how accurate do you think that is?
I mean, wouldn't they want to move 14 more? Unless they know they can't get anything for 14 of value. So it doesn't surprise me that they're entertaining offers for 7 at all.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, if you're going to package 7, you're going to have to package it with a player, and that player is going to have to either be Wiggins or Wiseman, most likely, or both, which would be part of a blockbuster.
That's a damn good package.
I don't know. I don't know what the league thinks of Wiseman either. I'll tell you what. If you look at the players who've been drafted in the last 10 years, who were traded before their second year, those players all were busts already.
Yeah, I think
for the most part.
Pointing that out, yeah. Mm-hmm,
so if the Warriors trade Wiseman, to me that means that they don't think he's going to be very good. You can't trade. I'm not even that high on Wiseman, but you cannot trade Wiseman if you think he's got something that he could offer down the line.
Steiny, you said that you would use the picks if you trust your basketball operations people. Do you have any reason to have faith in the Warriors basketball operations people to pick the right players? Because the current front office, I don't have any kind of track record that says like, oh, I'm super confident that they're going to get two players that, because they need two if they're going to use both picks. Two players at 7 and 14 who can not only contribute this year, but then also be studs down the line. Like, you need an all-star out of one of those guys. And I have maybe they do it, but I have zero reason to have any faith that they can do that. You got to show me. I'm from Missouri.
I hear you there.
Wow.
There could be sentiment that agrees with you. I just think that, could you imagine? I mean, so how does, and I'm being sincere here, how does that work in the Warriors front office? So is Myers telling Myers and Larry Harris and Lacob saying, you know, we're not sure if we're going to get. You know what I mean? I think they're in there selling. We get this guy at 7. He can play. Or are they looking at it like, you know, if we get this wrong, and we might get it wrong because it happens, or maybe we're not that confident in ourselves, then yeah, I guess. But I also think there's a real desire among people in a front office to make a really good pick, because that does boost your reputation more than acquiring a free agent. You know what I mean?
Here's to Kyle's point. Yeah, Steiny, please, I'd love to know what you think of this. To Kyle's point about if you pick 7 and 14, you got to get a superstar. To me, the Warriors right now, if they use the picks, and there's every reason to think they're trying to get a veteran with at least one of those picks, but if they use the picks, they're bringing in players who they're hoping will augment their existing core. They're not necessarily, you know, typically when you get a 7 and a 14 pick, you're a bad team. The Warriors are not a bad team. When you have two picks at high, typically you are, and you're looking for your foundational pieces for the future. The Warriors aren't in position to do that. So,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would guess, and please tell me if you disagree, I would guess that if the Warriors are picking at 7 and 14, there are guys that are higher on their draft board than maybe on other teams' draft boards, because they're looking for guys with skills that recognizable and dependable skills. Like a guy like Kispert, right? He can shoot. So, hey, a shooter would help given our core. So maybe a guy like that is a little higher, and Duarte is another one. That's how I think the Warriors would look at it if they're picking 7 and 14. Not, we need guys that are going to be our future stars, but we need guys that can help us win as many games as possible next year with our aging core.
I wouldn't do that. That would not be my philosophy. If I saw two play, and you know, this is always hard. Do you draft a guy who can help you next year, or who's going to be better in 5 years? Well, you can't make that decision. Can't be made in a vacuum, nor can it be made in reality. Like, you just don't know. I mean, you don't know. But I'll give you the
it's for that
the
whole
sake
Steph
of that.
Timetable quest. It's that whole thing about it's trying that, to match
right.
everything to Steph's timetable. Win. Yeah.
And I'm going to play that game. I still – I'm not drafting 7-14 to just get two role players in here who you know maybe won't reach the ceiling of other players you're passing on. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And here's why, Whitey. Because this is one where it's almost like you know how Warrior fans, if you're a Warrior, a lot of Warrior fans really love this team, and they think this team can get back in it. Well, if you think this team can get back in it, then you must do the most conservative thing moving forward. In other words, like, you can't be the kind of Warrior fan that says, Steph's the best player in the NBA, nobody's better than Steph. When we get Klay back, the big three's coming back, Draymond, Steph, and Klay, and Wiggins is coming off a career year. We got Wiseman, who's young, but he's developing. My point is, if you're an optimistic Warrior fan and you imagine everything falling into place, that team might be a three seed in the West, just the way I described it. Draft 7, mm-hmm. draft 14, bring a mid-level guy in here, Curry, Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, Wiseman, Looney, Poole. I can't write that team off if they're healthy. And so mm-hmm. why not start there at when next year rolls around? Why does it have to all be done right now?
Because those guys being your key players are not going to be around. You don't know how much longer. There's every reason to think Steph can be Steph, and we know this. And I don't mean to spend too much time, you know, wandering down this well trodden path. But that's why, because you're trying to maximize the opportunity that you have with your excellent core, your big three right now. I will say this, and this is really neither here nor there, but in terms of next year, you talk about, can the Warriors get back into the big three? Doesn't it look at this early stage, I know we have a lot to be decided in terms of rosters, but the West is, I think, more wide open than we thought it would be. And right now, we got a long ways to go and a lot of things that need to be determined. I think the Warriors' path back to the top four, I think it's a clearer path than it appeared to be just a short time ago, with Portland in disarray, maybe Dallas is. They certainly have some assets. The Lakers, maybe they get Chris Paul, which is, you know, how many broken down former superstars can you have on one stinking roster? Kawhi's hurt. So I think there's every reason to think the Warriors, if they thread the needle here, they have a legitimate chance to get back into the top four as soon as next year.
Right. But does that involve making a trade? And see, like, I think the fact that it's wide open, or the perception is it's more wide open, that leads me to say, let's just draft. Let's try to get the right veteran free agent in here. We'll have Klay. I don't know. I just feel like everybody's saying, if you don't, like, it's win. Make a deal to win now in the next 2-3 weeks. Well, you don't have, like, that's a risk. That's more of a risk now than if you were to do it at the trade deadline. Because at the trade deadline, you're going to have a ton more information. Mm-hmm. And Whitey, like, where I'm coming from is, if you're optimistic about the Warriors, then yeah, you got to believe that, you know, Klay's going to come back and all things are going to be fine. I'm not that optimistic, but what I am saying is you have to allow for that possibility. And I'm not ready to, I'm just not, they have a chance to keep this thing going at a high level and then maybe have a resurgence into championship. We could talk, you know what? Let's talk a little bit more about this on the other side. People want to talk about it. Should the Warriors go for it? What does that mean, by the way, at 888-957-9570? Let's talk about the Warriors and what you want to do on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, no Dibs or Guru today. Whitey holding it down, along with myself. And a lot going on, obviously, in the sports world. Giants won a great game last night in the ninth inning on a two-run homer by Wilmer Flores. We talked a lot about that in the first hour. We'll jump back to the Giants in a little bit down the road. Also want to get into a couple other things that I've had my eye on. One regarding Michael Irvin, the former Cowboy wide receiver, said something very interesting that we can jump into. But right now we're talking about the Warriors, who have the 7th and 14th pick in next week's draft. It's a week away. And they also have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, James Wiseman, and Andrew Wiggins. So we're talking about, what do you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? There really does seem, Whitey, to be two paths that they could take. One is to make moves that will get more veteran players in here to help Steph Curry, Draymond, and Klay as fast as possible in the hope of winning another title. And then there's another school of thought that says, you know what? They're still really good players. Klay's been hurt for 2 years. Let's keep them together, add a couple role players around them, and see what we got. And that's where I'm coming from right now if I'm running the Golden State Warriors. You?
Yeah, there's also, you can slice that two ways too.
That's
because
true.
It comes down to, what would you do and what do you think the Warriors will do? And maybe this is a misread. It comes down to JD. You and JD have probably discussed this. JD and I have discussed it. Do you want to be the Lakers or do you want to be the Spurs? Do you want to be a team that loads up and goes for it? Boom, let's make a run at it. Or do you want to be a Spurs team that, hey, we're going to be consistently competitive and hopefully we'll win some championships in there? I don't know. You can make a strong case either way. Based on what we know of the Warriors, I think the Warriors are more of the let's be the Lakers, right? Let's win. If we have a chance to win a championship, that next championship, let's win that as soon as we can. And then the rest of it down the road after that, yeah, we'll worry about that when the time comes. So we're not. Last year, I think the Warriors served two masters to a degree. Well, we're trying to win a few games, and we're trying to develop our young talent. And what happened? You were at cross purposes, and things didn't really come together. It wasn't until, unfortunately, you had some injuries to Wiseman, and then it was, well, now we're going to win as many games as we can. You started playing better. My guess is that the Warriors' approach here is, we got Steph, we got, hopefully, Klay, it's close to Klay, we got Draymond, we're not going to have him forever, so we got to do whatever we can to maximize our chances to win that next championship with this group. What I think they will do, and that's how I think they must approach this draft in this offseason.
Well, when you say kind of threading the needle, I think you might be able to do that through the draft. Now, I get that there are no guarantees with the draft. I get that. But by the same token, you're in a great spot here. And so I'm just I'm looking at the Phoenix Suns, okay? And okay, Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Well, you know who helped him? Cameron Johnson,
yes.
A rookie. You know who helped him a lot? Bridges, 2 years experience.
And Steiny, just think if they still had Oubre, they would have swept the Bucks, right? If the Suns,
you know,
still
what's
had
funny
Oubre,
is that they. I don't think they'd be in the. Well, I don't think. I don't think he and Chris Paul would have. Seen eye to eye.
I'm kidding. Sorry, I shouldn't have gone there. Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying, Whitey, is if you stop thinking, well, this has got to be next year or bust with a title, then I see players on the Phoenix Suns roster that are complementary pieces that just played in an NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But they weren't rookies. The Suns had to be really bad and then get Chris Paul and then have their players develop really nicely. This whole threading the needle idea is a myth. It's fake. You can't thread the needle. The Spurs got really lucky because they drafted Kawhi 14 or 15 or whatever, and then he developed very quickly into one of the two or three best players in the league. This doesn't happen. You don't get to thread the needle. You build a championship roster, and then it goes away, and then you rebuild. This idea that there's this transition point, okay, in theory, sure, but it's nigh impossible to do. That's why, essentially, outside of the Spurs, who are an anomaly historically, have been able to do it. You got to pick a side.
See, I'm not willing to be that. You know, I'm not. That's too exaggerated of an opinion. And the reason it's exaggerated because I have to at least allow Kyle for the scenario that the Warriors hit on 7 and they hit on 14, and now all of a sudden you're like, we have two really good players on our hands. They're going to come off the bench their rookie year, but you know what? They're going to be starting in 2 or 3 years, and they're going to be pretty good. I agree with you. It's impossible, but the Spurs had an extenuating circumstance, and actually the Warriors do too with having the second pick last year and having the 7th pick this year. So that's why I think it's within the realm of possibility.
Well, here's the thing. You've got Steph Curry, maybe the greatest shooter we've ever seen. I think clearly the greatest shooter we've ever seen. How much longer do you have him? We don't know. I know before the season started, we all looked at the Warriors' outlook and said, if they're going to be any good, he's going to have to be close to what he was when he was winning back-to-back MVP awards, right? And in some ways, he was better. So you've got that. So you've got to maximize that opportunity. You have one of the greatest players who's ever played on your roster right now. For how much longer? I don't know. You got a declining but still very unique set of skills in Draymond Green. Hopefully Clay is close to being Clay. So, hey, let's see what we can do about that. We have to try to win a championship now. And it's not even about, oh, you owe it to Steph. I know a lot of people say that. I don't know how you guys feel. To me, that's ludicrous. You owe it. You're all part of the organization. You all want to win. Steph wants to win. You owe it to yourself. You don't owe it to Steph. Well, we got to support Steph because he's done so much. The whole organization has done a lot for him and vice versa. But as an organization, you owe it to yourself to maximize this opportunity you have before you right now. Because once Steph is gone one way or the other, and Clay's gone and Draymond's gone, you know what? You don't go replace guys like that. It's a very, very unique core that you have. And I know they're in decline. There's injuries. It's a little flawed now. But you know you can win championships with that. And you have to augment that clearly. But you have to take advantage of that. It's foolish to look at that and go, ah, you know what? That's all right. As long as we bring in some young players and Wiseman can be that next core piece. See, to me, to say, well, Wiseman, he's going to be the next guy along the, you know, he's going to inherit the mantle as the next great Warrior player. I mean, maybe, but really after what we saw last year, is that really a possibility? It's a possibility, but I ain't banking on it. I'm banking on Steph, Clay, and Draymond and whatever I can do this offseason to maximize that team's chance to be as good as it can be and maybe make a run at a championship as soon as possible.
All right, let's get some other voices on this, Whitey. What do you say? Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up, Matty? My man from Lancaster, the great man from Lancaster, the D3, though. Listen.
Thank you.
Whitey, you're right on. I'm agreeing with you. Definitely reading off the same shit of music you got. I'm more in the camp of today, doing it today. I mean, we have a situation you just articulated very well that, you know, we have guys that have won championships. We're not looking to win championships like Phoenix and Atlanta and some of these other guys, even Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee's going to be able to run it back like the Warriors were able to run it back. So that's kind of interesting. But, no, we need to go for the juggler now. I'm not a big development guy. I know that's Steiny keeps talking about 3 years down the road or watching guys develop. And I don't think this fan base, as much as they say Weissman, you know, I think that the Warriors are selling Weissman as, you know, because he was drafted number 2. If you really push people, I'm not sure people believe that he's the future. So, let's go get a veteran. It doesn't need to be Bradley Beal or Dame, but let's go get somebody that we can run out there with the boys right now and get back to the 4th spot, 5th spot, and we'll see what happens, all right?
Austin, are you still there, Austin?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you throw a name at me? You know what I mean? I know it's tough sometimes. So you're saying not a Beal or Lillard. Who's the notch below them, do you think?
You can help me better, man. I'm thinking somebody more in the middle, a swing player that can go rebound and score.
I got you.
Maybe that's not a that kind of guy. Not a We don't need another three-point shooter. Yeah, a guy that can shoot threes would be nice. I mean, even a guy like Bobby Portis, for God's sake, would look good in his uniform. Don't you think?
So gotcha. Maybe a guy like Siakam. We can use Siakam there. We could probably agree on somebody like him. Okay, let me ask you this, Whitey, before we go to another call. Mm-hmm. What would you give up for Siakam if you're the Warriors?
Well, I would give up a lot, but to me, if it's would I give up Wiseman? I think I would consider that. Would I give up the 7 and the 14? I think I might consider that. Would I give up Wiggins? Well, at that point, I'm giving up so much that I'm just not sure I'm really getting much better. And I like Siakam, but like Wiseman, 7, 14, and Wiggins for Siakam, I mean, I'm just not sure the math adds up. I'd love to add Siakam, and if you don't add Wiggins, then how do the salaries match? So that's my conundrum on that trade. I think Siakam has a lot to offer the Warriors, and it's a good time to get him because his value's down, but it's a complicated deal. I don't know if you can pull it off without, you know, really doing so much damage to your roster that it's hard to improve by acquiring him.
I got to believe, like, Wiseman's making 8, Wiggins is making 20... 5-ish or something. I don't know offhand what Siakam's making.
I think Siakam's making more, I think a little more than Wiggins year to year.
Okay, so maybe you throw in an AJ Anunoby or somebody like that, or mm-hmm. one of their role players. Is he even still mm-hmm. with Toronto? Yeah, I'm thinking of Norman Powell, who went to Portland. Right.
Say AJ? Yeah. I mean OG.
OG.
Yeah, I said what did I say?
He said AJ.
You get please check the tape there. OG Anunoby.
AJ's his cousin.
Right. Let's go to Tim. Tim's in Richmond. Check the tape.
Yes, Tim. I agree with you, Steinmetz, 100%. If the Warriors trade away the players, Wiseman or Wiggins, who are they going to get back? And no matter who they get back, they will not win the championship next year. They're not going to beat Brooklyn. I don't care who they get back. Even if they get back Lillard, they don't have defense. They won't be able to win. Or anybody else. They need to draft, wait. Maybe not next year is not going to happen. Possibly the year after next. But then if they have like another year after that, then they might be in the position to beat Brooklyn next year. But to give up all those guys, hope you win the championship and come up short, and you see the people who you could have drafted and they become stars, wait to see how the fan base start acting then.
Thanks for the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. That's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. So that's kind of where I'm at. Kind of where I'm mm-hmm. at with the Warriors. I know what I was thinking, Whitey, is mm-hmm. here's the hard part about kind of what we do and the way fans have to try to approach this. We don't really know how the Warriors feel about Wiseman. We don't really know. I mean, now the easy answer is, well, if they trade him, then you'll know. That's right. You're right about that. But if they truly believe that he...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.